magical podcast you've stepped into. My name is Drew Gemini. I'm an astrologer, a spiritual guide that is here to take you on a universal journey into your soul, into yourself, your future, your past, and all the world around you. You see, we're living in a dream that is built on a greater dream of a possibility of multiple dimensions, multiple avenues of existence. And in this dream, we are becoming ourselves more and more. This dream is something we call reality, and it's something we have the power to change with our focus and will alone. With astrology, you can use the tools of self-awareness, of energy understanding, of the elements, of nuances, of balance and duality, of philosophical comprehension of the basics of life, to imbue your will into the universe. You can use astrology to help guide you towards a greater you. And this is what astrology is all about. Using your will to move matter through the physical body's actions, through the mental body's mapping projections, and through the spiritual body's emotional attachments. Using your will and your focus is what this dimension is all about. And I was thinking just a moment ago, before we get into the weekly astrology, which is what this podcast is all about, I was thinking about just speaking on like a meaning of life kind of dimensional awareness thing. We are in this particular realm to use our will to manifest our desires. And our will is a very intense, powerful, focusing beam of creation that moves matter the very second we start focusing on it. As you imagine something, the universe begins to pull it into place. You can create your reality based on what you focus on. And a lot of spiritual paths speak of this, like The Secret, the book, The Secret. The manifestation technique begins in the power of manifestation, is focusing on what you want and focusing on what you believe in and what you believe to be the future and focusing on that. You know, you do have to deal with the problems, but a lot of times you may realize what you focus on, you get more of. So in this realm, you use your power and focus to create your reality. And we move. I imagine that there are other dimensions, like, you know, heavens and hells, that are essentially lower dimensions and higher dimensions that we move into as spirits and ride the physical body and use the physical machine to experience reality. And we use our will to change reality. But this reality goes at a certain speed. We move, we live and die during a certain time frame. The sun rises at a certain time and sets at a certain time. And there's an oscillating pattern that we have to, our will adapts to the speed of manifestation with. So the reason you are in this realm in particular, you know, I believe, is to control your will and to harness the manifestation powers of focus and allow your mind to step into greater realms of power and creation in other dimensions. Because as you have a stronger focus, you begin to create more. And in higher dimensions, it's possible that your focus can manifest things more instantly than now. And if your will is so tuned and so fine-tuned and so powerful, your will can manifest things instantly in other dimensions and higher dimensions and, you know, bring things to you more powerfully. And there's, and in lower dimensions, it's like you might move slower and things might manifest slower. And, you know, say in a past life, if you were possibly in a lower dimension on the earth realm kind of thing, a lower earth realm, And not that it's a hell, but it's like a lower manifestation of reality and, like, you know, lower frequencies of oscillation. And our soul moves through these lower frequencies of the self, and things move slower. And it just is what it is. Like, you know, the earth moves slower, and maybe, you know, you become lighter and less heavy as you move up in the higher dimensional shifts of possible, you know, consciousness here and now. It's a consciousness shift because there's levels of consciousness as well. But there very well could be other levels of reality past this life where we're in, where we can upgrade into new, you know, like clubs, like better, just not better realities, but realities where things manifest much quicker. So the gist is to harness your will and sharpen your focus and your will, so you don't focus on things that you don't want to manifest, because who knows what you could think of in these more powerful realms, and all of a sudden just it's all so powerful. You know, oftentimes you wonder, like, or you, well, not me, not you, but I'm saying me and other people interested in esoteric things, you're interested in maybe psychicism and like telepathy, telekinesis. You wonder, you're like, why can't I just like move this object with my mind or something like that? But at the end of the day, if we all had telekinesis, like, well, you would just be accidentally moving stuff all the time, and you would accidentally like knock things over and like move yourself like down a hill or something accident, just thinking of it. So your will has a slow rate of manifestation, and that is for safety measures, because everybody on this realm has a certain level of willpower manifestation, and it's about harnessing it. So enough of that. So thank you for that. Thank you for listening to that theory on interdimensional reality and all sorts of layers of living that we live in. I appreciate you taking your time to hypothesize that. Who knows what kind of, I think there's like some mythological structures like Norse or Viking mythology that has layers of different reality planes of existence that we live on inside the tree of life or something like that. And you can go in between the roots of the tree, the roots connect the different realities of the tree of life, and you can move in and out and such. We'll have to do a nice podcast episode on that. But yeah, I appreciate you taking the time to listen to that. We'll call it interdimensional reality theory in the intro to this podcast. So I think, yeah, that's a good like setting starter, basic foundation for understanding what kind of stuff we're going to talk about here, what kind of esoteric information we're going to get into. This is Gemini Feed, and I am Drew Gemini, an astrologer. I've been an astrologer for over 15 years. I've studied all sorts of esoteric information, occult nuances of the chakras, metaphysical reality, tarot, subconscious quantum theories, and I have a love for various, you know, counterculture studies, such as, you know, beatnik generation theories and ideologies, from Timothy Leary to Terence McKenna to Alan Watts, and different thoughts about the mind that I like to entertain you with on this podcast. And we inform all that through you, or to you, through astrology. Astrology is a psychological platform, like we were saying. I feel like I'm talking in circles here. All right, so I need to get to the point of the astrology update, but I also wanted to say sorry again for last week. I had to go through a little moment in my chart. I had some transits. I could not post last week's astrology update, but this week's one is here. You guys, we did go through a new moon last week. It was a powerful new moon in Taurus. It hit with Venus in Gemini, and this new moon in Taurus gave us new information and shocking new layers of foundational learning about what it is we want and what we need to feel comfortable We learned last week in a shocking way what you need to feel good. You need to feel comfortable, and things need to change with this new landscape of changes that reality has been asking you to change. But when it comes to the specifics of the podcast, we go through a day-by-day energy shift. So the first day we're speaking of is May 16th, 2021. May 16th, 2021, we have the Sun in Taurus still, but is trine Pluto in Capricorn. Moon is in Cancer, and that is also trine Neptune, aligning with Mars in Cancer a bit. And a lot of the ruling energy of the Sun is in Gemini. So what we have here is ourself is being identified with our senses lately, with the Sun moving through Taurus. Our sensory information about who we are, what we want, what we need, has gone through an uphill kind of shocking battle treatment. Maybe you felt like you got shocked by electronics or some kind of shocking new information about what it is you want and need in your path in life. And now, this week, today, Sunday, May 16th, and for the week, you're beginning to step into a new big shift of yourself, a new understanding of what kind of undertaking in your career, undertaking in the work you have to do, because Pluto's moving retrograde. You're going internal with the internal shifts you have to take to cleanse away any other poisoning of internal ideology. Beforehand, in the past year, the poison has been an external issue. The poison has been, of course, the coronavirus. The poison has been other things. We've had a fear of career. We've had a fear of the public atmosphere. And what we are feeling now, today, Sunday, May 16th, is a great inner shift to address inner fears and inner challenges and inner kind of demons that keep us from making these changes on a public atmosphere. And, you know, I feel that today. I feel that because today's the podcast. I wanted to post it yesterday. You guys, I'm aligning with the structural alignments of the planetary shifts I'm going through. So thank you for joining me, and I'm going to continue. The moon on this day is also aligning on Mars, so we feel maybe a little more impulsive, maybe a little more angry today, maybe a little more angsty on Sunday, May 16th, than we may have felt in a while. Mars in Cancer is not a good feeling. We feel like we are not able to fully enact and do the things we feel like we need to do. And as Mars in Cancer is a watery sign, the warrior, the fighter, the person who's ready to do all the work feels bogged down, feels pulled down, feels weighed down. And as the moon, the ruler of Cancer, kind of hits, it does seem to focus on, oh my God, I've got a lot of housework to do. I've got a lot of stuff I need to do with my house. There may be things you're going to have to take care of at the home of your motherly energy of nurturing yourself than you realize you're going to have to do. And maybe new instances of foundations you're ready to make change with the work you're going to do in your house, how you're going to keep your stuff together. It makes you feel kind of like angsty and impulsive because you do feel like changes have to be made with the Sun trine Pluto. Changes have to be made. New foundations of work are going to start at home. You're going to cleanse it at home because you've learned intelligent ways of new value. Because Venus, ruler of Taurus, is in Gemini, we're intelligently learning about our value. And the self of ourself is being hit with change on Sunday. And it's the change of facing the fears of this monster floating above everybody, which is Pluto in Capricorn. And this kind of fear-facing feeling, the monster floating above everybody, is this moment of the week where we feel like we kind of have to make a move on the dragon at the top of the hill and take a big, courageous, hopeful step towards facing the fear, because the trine aligns us with the opportunity for a positive outcome and the opportunity for beneficial changes to be made to our identity, beneficial changes to be allow ourselves to release structures of old selves, to step into understanding what the power is of Capricorn and the power, you know, I'll try to connect with of Capricorn. Is truly, of course, we all know the power is in the structural integrity of the form. The Capricorn is the form, the career path, the public persona And it connects with something that we can have security with and safety with. And a cube, a structure, something that is eternally there, we can always have trust and safety in. And, you know, even with myself, I, you know, with taking on this sun and Pluto, to be honest with the audience that listens to this, I want to have present more safety and security to the audience through my structural foundations of creating a public persona. And this is a fear I must face more, to create something consistent and public for people in a way that doesn't allow people to stick to something, you know, internally as a form that has a perfectionist like quality with Capricorn, because it always wants to like build on something that is right and just and true and, you know, inspired by Virgo, the perfectionist. But what we need, or, you know, what I need honestly is to like face the fear of allowing structure to maintain. And you got to see in your life, what kind of fears are you facing where structure is not maintaining and you need to kind of like put in more integrity in the structure. And maybe there's walls and foundations around you that you do realize about your identity or ego that just aren't gonna like hold up in terms of even the reality around you to keep the roof above your head, to keep the structure above you, to keep the metaphorical roof above. Maybe you've got some like holes in the walls that you realize you need to change, and a lot of integrity, foundational, like fear facing is what this week is all about. Even Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're going to feel impulsive, feel inclined to make changes, feel like you're facing this darker energy because the sun is aligned with it and you feel this kind of serious, you know, powerfulness around things. And ain't that like fun and flimsy and free feeling? It's definitely intense feeling weak, but it's in the positive aspect. So align yourself with your needs and the intensity of going inward to embrace your inner power and power over your life, power to make your dreams come true is what the moon's alignment with Neptune wants. So you have the power, but face your fears. So Tuesday, 5:17. We have Venus aligning with the North Node. And again, you know, the past week as well, Jupiter has come into Pisces and the moon is now stepping into Leo. The sun continues its trine. And what we see here is now a beginning of perceiving something right in front of us that steps into a new truth of what we have to value and what is our highest like intellectual value, to see how our dreams are being built in a new positive way. Because as Jupiter initiates a new structural want of dreams and a new kind of wanting to go back and swim in the ocean of possibility, Jupiter has a new beginning of connecting with people on a whole new level. And Jupiter is allowing us in this initiating week to get an impression of what its journey will be. And as Venus aligns with the North Node, our positive journey into our dreams over the next year and our connecting with, you know, forgiveness and the essence of the universe and people in need and helping those in need, helping people, you know, in jails, the homeless, people who are weak, connecting with the weakness and understanding in life. Sometimes weakness is the part of the journey. And, you know, people before they die connect with this Pisces energy and allows itself to understand that it is not the fighter that it once was. And Pisces is the opposite of in the end of the fighter. It's like the releaser, the acceptance, and connecting with the universe. And, you know, maybe that's what's good about right now is Mars being in Cancer and us feeling like we can't do much, because right now we have to connect with this kind of psychological dream energy as Jupiter kind of enters its throne and sees where we can release and connect to others and stop fighting in certain ways, maybe. All the, like, you know, fighting yourself, fighting other people, fighting each other, and we can find this peak of value as Jupiter enters Pisces, and this peak of what it is we want in to communicate with our relationships, what it is we want to connect with on a friend level and on a social money level. And we're ready to like kind of communicate those things because we are imbuing ourselves with this internal opportunity for change. We're facing the dragon on the mountain. We're seeing the dreams of like not, you know, maybe winning isn't about the fighting, you know, maybe winning is about the releasing into yourself and letting go of some kind of fight, you know, letting go of some kind of fight with yourself that wants you to do this thing, letting go, or letting go of the fight to continue to build on this career move that is gone. You know, some people have lost so many jobs and you got to let go of wanting to build on this specific job avenue that is no longer available because so much death and destruction has occurred in Capricorn and the job world and the public atmosphere. And we need to dream up this new beginning and this new essence that releases this kind of battle, but opens up to the power of the spirit and the power of like, the human spirit. And we can like, you know, connect that stuff with communication. And like sometimes fighting isn't so much what we can value the most, but our words and our ability to construct reality and construct partnerships and construct things without having to like use the aggressive parts of Pluto and Capricorn. And we can let go of the kind of like power moves and power struggles we've been doing with ourselves and kind of like forcing ourselves maybe to value certain things when we know we don't value them anymore, and we're releasing into something new with Jupiter coming into this. And that's what this kind of like Monday energy can allow us to do. You know, on the 17th, you can take time to connect with the future value systems of seeing like the truth of communicating to yourself like what it is you maybe want about the future. It's time to maybe journal about all the things you want to value and comforts that you see for the world, because you're allowing yourself to change you and release the fight, kind of. And that's what's good about Mars and Cancer sometimes. So on the 18th, Tuesday, I didn't even talk about the moon, but the moon is in Leo, and that on Monday and Tuesday, and that gives us, you know, a certain sense of pride and a certain sense of love and relaxation. But the 18th on Tuesday, we are going to feel a little bit of at qualms with having to do some of the work that has to be done on a friendly atmosphere. You know, Saturn moving through Aquarius reminds us that there is a lot of like work that has to be done to get the goals and social communications out of life and get the friends we want out of life, to get the gifts of the universe. There's a responsibility that comes along with it. And when it comes to facing the responsibility, sometimes we have to look at our emotional kind of pride. We have to look at how our moon is focusing on Monday and Tuesday on the pride that we have of things. And when we let go of that kind of like pride, like energy, to move into a kind of facing the karma of our social atmosphere and facing the karma of the work that we've done to build on friendships. And when, yeah, we may feel a little at nuance, understanding that your friends aren't exactly what you want to be right now, or your social atmosphere isn't exactly where it is, or something about the gifts of life on Tuesday that you see you're not exactly gaining. But no, like you're still moving through that, going internal for the week, facing these bigger demons, which is, I'm creating this image of a dragon on a mountain, and you have this positive chance to face these dragon on a mountain energies. So maybe Tuesday, like really possibly take the chance to choose the work that you value, the work that you love, and do and love that work, kind of, and don't allow yourself to be more relaxed and stuff on Tuesday, because the positive energy is looking more freeing, more growth opportunity by focusing on doing work you love and doing something hard that you love. Not physically working hard, but maybe intellectually working hard, learning something new that day, stimulating your mind, in like a new way, because, you know, intelligence is power. Power is potential to change the world. And the more you know, knowledge is power. Knowledge is truly power. The more you, like, words and communication is power. You learn everything by words communicating to things. When people couldn't communicate back in the day, you know, they had to learn how to say, oh, here's where the food is, here's where the water is, here's where the stuff is. You don't want to just follow people everywhere all the time. You got to be like, oh, I'm going to take a nap, but you follow this map I made towards things. So the power and what you can value right now is your ability to map out directly, like, what it is that you see yourself out of life as right now, and do loving the work that you do to communicate the truth to people, and loving the authenticness that you can build through an appreciation of your intellect and appreciation of your mind, and not letting yourself, like, feel like you're not intelligent or something. I see here for people, or not letting yourself feel like you're not smart enough to do these things, or not letting yourself even relax intellectually, but maybe play games more or have more of like a intellectual stimulation, social opportunity where you guys don't so much just relax, but do something more like creative even. So it looks like Tuesday's looking okay. So Wednesday the 19th, we also have the moon in Leo, and it does seem as though as the sun leaves Taurus and enters into Gemini, we are stepping out of this maybe stubbornness, this willingness to kind of step back and just receive and observe and sense the reality. We're now stepping into this desire to change into a new self that communicates and digests and delivers reality in a way for people, and we're ready to talk about all the who, when we are, because we're very more aligned with who we are lately with that new moon in Taurus. And on Wednesday the 19th, the moon is in Leo and it's ruled by the sun. So Wednesday and Tuesday, it really is more about the focus on the internal changes that you can make for your career, the internal changes that you got to do inside your psychology, but to make your out external work environment happen. And you allow yourself to release the inner demons and the inner anger to be an authority, to be a boss, to be responsible, to build and do the work and till the garden, honestly, because, you know, back in the day, if we had to grow food all the time and we couldn't just go to the grocery store for it, you would have to go out every single day and make sure you do that stuff right, or you don't have your life together. You don't have beans for the winter. So you want beans for the winter? You got to stay consistent, and consistency is Capricorn. You got to find something that you love to stay consistent as and start to grow that and grow it out and connect your identity and find something internal with who you are and what it is you want yourself and identity to be on a public atmosphere, and stay consistent at it and start growing, because the world needs your power right now. The world needs you to find your authority right now. We can't step back and relax into laziness in terms of not knowing our place in the world and not knowing the authority in the world, because what Pluto is, you know, still telling us is that there's more work to be done with being an authority, more work to be done with designing the world and being even like paternal, and more work to be done with understanding what it is to be like the father figure and have discipline and the law, and more work to be done on what the law is on ourself. Like, where inside are we going to allow the law to change to allow new structures of power to be gained and consistency to be gained in who we are in a public atmosphere? Are you going to allow the internal psychological processes to go through itself over this week and Wednesday, even more so, and Tuesday, and look into how you are releasing, you know, old habits, old routines, old patterns to allow yourself to see the truth of the here and now and communicate the new you to people over the next month and communicate the new idea of who you, what changes you've been going through over the next month. And this next week, it is a big shift and you may be facing a lot of fears. A lot of things may come to you where you're like, oh my God, this is scary, but you got to do it. So yeah, on Wednesday, you know, for the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday setup, there's this story of the dragon on the mountain, and you must fight this dragon on the mountain, and you feel like maybe you don't have all the physical power to do it. And Mars, sitting off to the side, wonders what kind of, like, internal changes are required to be made with Pluto trining the sun, and, like, what is it that we need to do to fight the dragon? How are we going to defeat the dragon, and how are we going to fight these changes? And as the dragon begins to do something different and causes you to ask these questions, I think metaphorically what we learn through this narrative is that it is not the warrior's sword and shield that will defeat the dragon, but it is the magic that will defeat the dragon. It is the spiritual power, the magic energy that we must use to connect with, to defeat the dragon, and not force, you know, but empathy and connection and spirituality, or a spiritual essence, a release. The release is what defeats the dragon, the letting go, the dropping of the sword. It's like the warrior lets down the sword and shield and takes out some glowing orb it found, and as you, like, open up the glowing orb, that it finds its place and it has its role, which is this openness, which is Jupiter, which is this beginning to see the value in all around you, and beginning to see the value in everything right before you, in your location and where you live, and how you can take the step right before you to use the magic to, you know, inoculate and take out the dragon for the moment. You know, the dragon gets smoked and poofed, and you begin to transform and see how you can, you know, truly defeat the chapter of this dragon moving on the top of the hill through Capricorn. What you've got is this inner education, this change that you know that you can see, and you have to take into yourself this release, this spiritual understanding, this, you know, sense of forgiveness of yourself and forgiveness of maybe a pride in feeling like there was a feeling of anger, and you learn about valuing the things right in front of you and around you more in a way as you have faced this fear kind of energy. You're facing this fear energy. So that is what continues forward up until the 19th. And on the 20th, it's almost like the dragon has disappeared from the mountain, and we're beginning to see how we are the dragon in a lot of ways, and we're continuing up the mountain. And this dragon, maybe we got like a tattoo of a dragon, or we got a tattoo of the symbol, or we see how this fear thing is a psychological nuance related inside of us, and we can identify it in a way maybe, and know that we're moving through the dragon inside of us to continue to climb up the mountain, to learn more about ourselves and who we are. Because what we have on the 20th is the sun moving into Gemini. The sun moving into Gemini. Happy birthday to me, Drew Gemini. And as the sun moves into Gemini, we also have Mercury in the ruling sign, Venus in Gemini, and the North Node in Gemini. Now, what this means for the beginning for us in general is an imbuement of intellectual sensory alignment. What you see, your intellect is beginning to align with, and destiny is beginning to manifest, and changes are being made. But hold on. Let me get back to where I was on this little machine here. Day. We're talking about the 20th. Yeah. So what we have here on the 20th is, I'd say, the very moment the sun enters Gemini, we have continuing positive alignment with wanting to enjoy the work we have to do with our friends and the benefits we can get out of life based on the work we're doing on our internal selves. And we're seeing that more. We're seeing what goodness comes before us based on the good things we've done and the bad things we've done. And the good things we've done are beginning, you know, to make themselves clear. And we can see how we can have good things before us based on the work we do and who we do it with and the platforms we see ourselves as. And right now, right now on the 20th, we get another kind of alignment with this shocking sensation of the value system issues we've been going through, but we can kind of see how we're implementing this nuance into a daily routines, implementing these new sense of self-awareness and what we want out of life into our daily habits, and learning how by perfecting the self and perfecting our hygiene even, and perfecting getting haircuts, looking as crisp and clean and pure as you possibly can, is what allows you to step into your highest self. And you want to intellectually gain that. You're down for learning starting the 20th, even more so than before. You loved learning about what you wanted, but now you're ready to communicate all these things to everyone and learn even more. You are what you know, and you love what you know, and you love learning more about what you know. And maybe you are starting to feel, even though a little tension, about what kind of magic and the spiritual energy and what it all means in the end, even more so now. You're not really sure about your capability to expand in all directions because you're feeling a little bit more tension about the Jupiter entering Pisces. So what this means, you know, more so is like you're probably getting kind of hyped about all the things you could learn, and you're not 100% sure about where to go, but you know you're facing that demon and dragon, and you know you're taking steps up the mountain. You're not sure if your next step could crumble you back down or bring you back up, but you're learning more about it, and you're intellectualizing, and you're mapping it out, and you still don't feel 100% ready to continue fighting and climbing up the mountain because Mars is in Cancer still. But the moon is aligning us again on the 20th on Thursday with the shocking reminder of these new futures, these new energies, these new monies that we're making, these electronic possibilities that are happening even. And then what we can understand is that on this day, as the sun enters Gemini on the 20th, we feel deeply connected with our dreams. We feel deeply connected with our internal dreams, and we feel deeply connected with where we want to expand with ourselves internally, because this last week we've been facing the fears of our psychology, our past psychology. And when we face the fears of our psychology, we get back into this childlike nature of seeing what it is we dream about life. And we get back into this innocence back inside of us by wanting to maintain an openness for your desire, an openness to keep expanding. And we may not know where we'll expand next, but we're ready to. This is an alignment with learning about building a better world with the magic we've been learning about, with the spirituality, with that softer energy. Instead of being the warrior, you bring that softer side that allows you to build a new world in a way that isn't aggressive, in a way that is not controlling, manipulating, deceptive like Pluto, but in a way that allows you to no longer control, manipulate, and deceive yourself. You're no longer trying to control, manipulate, and deceive yourself, and you're positive about the dreams that can come about when you allow yourself to be free inside yourself and be free outside the world from there on out. You are, you know, truly someone you are the person who limits yourself internally based on your external world. You see things externally that might tell you something about yourself, but it's your ideas about yourself and your ideas about your possibility to be in power and have power that keep you from achieving those dreams inside of you. You know, so many people have a inner ego and an outer ego, and your ego and identity sometimes can be healthy, of course, and it's healthy to have an ego, but it's healthy. An ego can be unhealthy, and you have thoughts about yourself and negative thoughts about yourself that you need to release, and negative thoughts about the world that come from that internal processing of seeing you as people around you, and you have negative thoughts about yourself, so you have negative thoughts about them. So what you need to start with is growing these intellectual positive thoughts now with this, more so in Sun and Gemini, growing more statements, writing down more affirmations, purifying and streamlining your conscious intellectual navigational system. So the language is pure and the language is focused on who you are meant to be and who you want your destiny to build yourself as. You know, there's a purity into the communicational quality of who you see yourself as and what you say to yourself. And you see how you feel a certain way when you talk to yourself in a certain way, and you feel good in another way when you talk to yourself in another way. And I think this shift between the Sun and moving through Taurus and Gemini is where this alignment is like, I see how I value this old thing that did not give me the power I need to see myself as something greater, to have power in the world, because my power in the world is needed and I'm part of a greater picture. And it's very elusive. It's very mysterious. And Jupiter aligning now with the Sun as it moves with it is like, what is all this magical mysteriousness in the world? It's like, how much power is there in the world? Like, why was I limiting myself so much? And you're positive and open to all the opportunities of finding out things, but you're still like, wow, there's so much. There's so much to learn about life. And it's a lovely process, guys. And again, I just want to like say this astrology thing is not telling you what to do or giving you direct statements of what to do or what choices to make, but it's telling you the weather that would happen in the weather, psychological weather of the universal person that might affect your choices, because we are a part of the universe, the universal energy, the psychological weather of the universal energy. Let's call it that. The spiritual weather of the universe. Let's go, what we could say, I don't know, let's call it something. Like, someone leave a comment on what the weather metaphor is like, I don't know. But anyway, it's not astrology and all the nuances of what it is not telling you yes and no. And if you might feel like, say, there's like, don't act or don't fight the dragon with the fighting, I mean, you have to look at your chart and see what is keeping where your planets align. And sometimes the things I say are related to what you do, but your chart could be on the opposite end. So you have to like see how you might want it to go fight the dragon with physical things this time and deal with it that way and make it more of a challenge. You know, who knows? But yeah, that dragon metaphor, it's super like intellectual, right? So on the 21st, 21st, we have the Sun continuing in Virgo, and it's about perfecting the self, perfecting who we are, and we're aligning with opening up to the dreams because we want to intellectually streamline. And what we feel also is a great, powerful shift this day too, because Pluto is trining with the Moon, a subtle release trine to the Sun, and we've got a grand triangle moment. We're aligning us with this big kind of awakening realization to the beauty of the purity of, you know, even like of what we're going through, and the purity of like stepping inside the self and transforming the self for the greater good of the world, so you can be of service to the world, so you can learn about be of service to yourself, and, you know, learning about what it means to be this great thing. And it feels a little bit more better that day. You may not be 100% sure about what this spiritual energy is or what this magical energy is. And maybe that's what, you know, maybe it's already happening now because, I was saying, I'm like, there's so much mystery in astrology. Like, what is astrology? But I got to remind myself that my moon's conjunct Neptune, and like Neptune is all about mystery and the mysterious and the unknown. And the more you dive into Neptune, the more you can't understand it. And astrology in Pisces is, you know, part of Neptune and stuff. And astrology, you know, is also in Scorpio as well, and Pluto, but I feel like it's more of a Neptunian thing. Or, I mean, you could, I don't know, if people say it's a Uranus thing as well, but I think it's in Neptune. So, it's a mystery. It is the mystery of life, and we unravel the mystery of life. We can't constantly say there's a perfect answer to something, because life is about learning, life's about growing, life's about changing, life's about processing and doing more things. Like, we're constantly moving and growing, and we are at peace with this process of purification so we can learn more and become a better self. And like I was saying, we are becoming a better self to continue to align with understanding our will, our desire, our wants, and our desire again. It is our desires that we are here for. We're here to manifest our desires and become who you want to be. And, you know, maybe your desires stem from a past life situation. Maybe you're building a multiple life narrative here. Like, who knows? But life is a beautiful process of releasing your identity, releasing your ego, which the sun says, and knowing that you are a spiritual body in a human form. And that ego is what you chip away at and recreate. And your human form is what you can change, transform. Your ego, like, is your name, your location, your birthday, your place of job, your status in life. Your ego is who you are compared to other people, and your ego is like quantification often of in judgment of you on a scale versus other things. And your ego is there to help you, but you are not your ego. And sometimes you are at peace with releasing things to now Friday and Saturday into understanding the purification process, because you have to release parts of your ego to learn more about the new you. You want to be the better you. And the more, like, open universal you. The universal you. So, like, yeah. The 22nd is a lovely day as well. We've got trines with Saturn and trines with the North Node in Libra. So we may be coming to a new chapter. Oh, since the last week was kind of central focus, the moon being in the lower half of the zodiac, this new chapter now steps into the sensations of the self, and now the new opportunities for building the relationships that we want to more so. We see how aligning with new parts of our inner psychological changes can release new power structures and new friend structures, and build new power structures of friends, and build new friendships, and build new foundations of relationships. And, you know, truth is, if people are meant to be together, be friends, they'll always, I think, come back and be friends and change. And if people aren't meant to be together, often people drift away, and you don't want to force things, but you do want relationships in life, and you do want partnerships. And on Saturday, you do see how you combine with another person can build the greatest structure of life. And I wanted to say earlier, like, life is not so much about seeing yourself as a singular narrative, but kind of sometimes taking a look at yourself as a wave of energy in life and connecting with others and being a part of something greater. So as in a group effort, you're here to build the world and be a better place, but you got to see how important you are to people on a wave-like energy form to build for them to build a better world and build a better place. You know, your partnerships and focusing on becoming better with other people is how you can, you know, commune with the spiritual energy of, like, oneness and connection with others. We are all human. We are all walking along on earth or moving along in our own way. We all are perceiving with our senses. We all are singular, alone, separate from another. And we all have, like, this universal connection to understand that we work together for something greater. And it's a magical thing. We don't want to not do that. And we want to balance out our relationships and perfect our relationships and purify ourselves so we can be better for other people. Love ourselves so we can love other people. And love other people, maybe even to help love yourself, you know. Learn to see the positive in other people and vice versa. By seeing the positive in yourself, and you don't want to always like deal with the negative aspects of things where you project your negatives onto other people. You want to see the positives in yourself so you can project the positives in other people. And remember, it is your focus that creates reality. And oftentimes, if you just breathe and release and let your thoughts just move through you like bubbles in water, you can let the water settle and you can kind of see this peace and see this energy and feel the here and now and connect with the oneness of everything and find that like you are everything you need to be to achieve your goals right here and now. And you have everything you need to continue to move forward and be a hero to somebody around you or a hero to yourself. You have everything you need to enjoy life and have fun. And, you know, sometimes people don't want to do the right thing because it doesn't seem fun, but you have to see that doing the right thing in the end creates some of the most freedom and freeing experiences. Like doing the right thing for yourself is the most fun, and you are the authority in your life and you create the you. So building the right thing and building the right relationships and building the right path for you is what life is all about, because you are part of a greater world. And sometimes people have the desires, they share them, and synonymously, we are together. And thank you guys so much for listening. This podcast was brought to you by this lovely app I'm using right here now. It's actually not sponsored, but you guys got to go check it out. It's Aura Astrology, Aura Astrology Pro. You can calculate and move the planets with your fingertips. You can zoom in with your fingertips, go to calculations, time dynamics, and you can rotate and watch the planets literally rotate around the chart. You can watch the sun move through each sign and the alignments match up at each moment. Oh my God. You can move 100 years in the future, 200 years. You can move by day and twirl your hand around and see all the perfect alignments. And this is how I read the charts to you guys. I look at the chart, I rotate and watch the planets move through the signs, and I see the beneficial, the malefic alignments. I see the smaller, the larger trines. I see where the planets come and communicate together and, you know, learn to fight or push away from each other. This freaking app is my favorite. So guys, thank you again for listening. And if you've listened this far, I just wanted to say again, I apologize for last week, but I want to thank the people that do listen to this podcast. So if you want to do me a favor, one person out there, I would like to do a test free reading on their astrological chart. If you would like to be one person selected from whoever enters to get one, you know, 20-minute audio free reading on your natal chart. I can quickly speak on as much as I can on your natal chart for free in an audio format, like a podcast, but just for you specifically. This is how I want to start marketing the astrological readings, the chances that people want, and I might even do like a subscription service where I get more detailed readings. So if you want to get your one free reading, one listener out there, please send an email to thedrewgemini@gmail.com. thedrewgemini@gmail.com is my current email where I will be selecting one applicant to get a 20-minute free audio reading. That audio reading will be sent out within 2 weeks. I would love to test this process out and see what kind of wonders I can come up with on a personal reading. So yeah, if you've listened this far, send an email to thedrewgemini@gmail.com, subject free reading, and in the body, just put your birth time, location, and birth date. I don't need a name. You don't need to use your regular email. I don't need anything besides your birth time, your birth location, and your birth date. Location, like town, city, country, time, you know the time, you know what time is. So yeah, send that to the Drew Gemini, and someone's gonna get a free reading. I'm excited to do this, guys. Maybe every week I'll do it, who knows? So like and subscribe to this lovely channel. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. I love every one of you. Have a blessed week. I'll see you next time on Drew Gemini's Gemini Feed.